the word. And that word of truth saved you. And when you got saved, if Jesus became Savior and Lord, God then gave you your own measure of faith that you can use to access the heavenlies. And what Satan wants to do is use your faith to access the natural. Are you understanding? So you need to understand this. Your faith has the ability to bring heaven to earth, or it has the ability to keep the earth the way it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, that's your faith.
Yes, it does.
That's how powerful it is. You've been given a measure of faith. When Jesus sent the disciples out to cast out devils, how did they cast them out? In whose faith?
Jesus.
In Jesus' faith. That's why the writer said the just shall live by his faith.
Yes.
You see? He said, go cast out devils. Raise the dead, lay hands on the sick. He said, if you go to any city, they receive you. He said, as you go to each house, speak peace to that house. He said, if they don't receive you, take your peace back. Shake the dust off your sandals. He said, come on. He said, it'd be more tolerable or more acceptable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for these people.
Amen.
Isn't that what he said?
Yes.
So understand this. He sent them out in his faith.
Yes.
So when you got born again, he gave you a measure of his faith, but he's holding you accountable because he's looking for a return on his faith.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, boy. So in order for me to get a return, I have to attach the faith back to the originator.
Yes.
Or where it comes from. So I have to take the faith he's given me and give it back to who I got it from.
Yes.
And doing that, I establish myself in truth.
Yes.
Oh, boy. But if I take it, oh, glory to God. Woo, I'm hearing this heavy. But if I take it and attach it to facts, then the labor of facts become truth to me. So I now have to go out and work for everything that I've already been given. And since I have to work for it, the sweat of my brow will determine how long I can work, and I'll bring myself down and think like a mere man.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you seeing that? And since I'm thinking like a mere man, I then disqualify God from the supernatural, and I labor to do everything. And so I look forward to what the system says. I'm going to work until I get to this age, and I'll get my retirement. Come on, I'm going to labor until I get to this age, and I'll depend on them. God said, no, that's not the way it is.
Amen.
That's not the way it's supposed to be. But because your faith is attached to facts, I'll let you stay there until the revelation comes, because I can't violate my own word, but there's a truth that you need to know.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, you got to see this for what it is. You are not of the bondwoman. You're of the free.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You're of the free.
Yes.
That means you have total liberty in the universe.
Yes.
Oh, boy. All this was from the beginning. We just read it. In the beginning was the word. So that means that everything that you're dealing with, everything that's going on in your life, everything, no matter what it looks like, the moment you see facts show up, you have ability by the word to cancel that fact.
Amen.
Oh, you missed it. Come on. Can you see that?
Yes.
So anything that comes against you, that's why the writer said, no weapon that is formed against who?
Me.
Against who?
Me.
Shall ever what?
Prosper.
And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn, for this is your heritage in the Lord, and your righteousness is of God.
Yes.
That's what it says. Yes. So he's telling you, you have to go back and attach your faith to the beginning faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because the beginning faith, it was in the beginning that all this was solved.
Amen.
Everything was resolved in the beginning. God did not make things and then as you went, added stuff. He said, no, I'm going to settle everything in the beginning. All you need is my faith to attach to this, and I'll take care of it for you. That's why when they made the law of the Medes and the Persians, and they told Daniel, don't pray anymore unless you pray to this king, and if you don't pray to this king, you're going to go to the lion's den. The writer said Daniel went up the same time like he always did. He said he opened up the window, and he got on his knees, and he began to pray as always. Why? Because they were talking facts. Daniel was living in truth.
Yes.
Come on, you got to see this. They were talking facts. You're going to die, Daniel said, but the truth is I'm going to see the Lord.
Yes.
Come on, you got to see this.
Yes.
That was his confidence. He didn't hide it. He didn't go up there whispering. He went up there, oh, marvelous king. Glory to God. They heard him praying, and they went and told on him.
Yes.
Come on, those are fact finders. Woo, glory to God. You've got to understand this. As long as you live in facts, truth is a fact to you. But when you attach your faith to the fact, it becomes a truth to you. And as long as it's a truth to you, nobody can move you off that. Come on, because it's true to you. It's not truth because you have to go back to the beginning. That's why God said in the beginning was the word. So he's telling you anything that you need. One psalmist said this, and this is powerful. He said, my own iniquities are satisfied or removed because of your word.
Yeah.
That's what he said. My own iniquities, my own shortcomings, my own diseases, they leave because of your word. Well, how is that possible? Because before anything was, there was the word. So when all these diseases that Satan brought came along, God was not moved. He said, I already got a word for that. Oh, here comes AIDS. AIDS is nothing. There's a name that's above AIDS. Come on. Here comes death. What is death? God's like, I don't even know what death is. He said, let me come down and see what death is. Oh, you missed that. He said, let me come down and see what death is. He said, I want to see what the hold of death is on you. Because I don't know what it is. So let me come down in the form of a man. Let me hide myself in a shell. Let me come through legally and let me step out and I'm going to lay my life down. This is God's propitiation answer for the sin. In other words, I'm going to send the Lord's Messiah. I'm going to come down. I'm going to die and I want to see what death is because I don't know what death is. Come on, you got to see this. I don't know what death is. That's truth. The fact is he died. The truth is he rose. Come on. The truth is he'll never die again because he canceled death. Come on, you got to see this. He didn't just die. He canceled death. You see, you think he just died. You got to understand the fact is he died. The truth is death was destroyed. When he rose up, death had no more power over us because we're free. We're free from the law of sin and death. So he said, death no longer has dominion over you. Why? I destroyed death. And when it sees the blood, it knows you don't qualify. You don't qualify. You don't qualify. That's the truth. The fact is, it's your guiltiness that makes you think that death is so horrible. The writer said, death to a saint is pleasing to the Lord. It's pleasurable. We've got to get this because we're in a time. We're not going there. We're in a time where the supernatural has become going to come so normal that even when this Antichrist does these phony things, you have to be able to listen to the Holy Ghost and know that's not God.
Yes.
Come on, you got to see this. Yeah. And you have to be able to know the difference between a truth and a fact. Because if you don't know the difference, you'll call facts truth. And then you'll start living in facts and you'll think you're living in truth and you're missing so many things that are going by you in life and you're getting frustrated with God. He's saying, go back to the beginning. Anytime God wants to fix anything, he always goes back to the beginning.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what anybody tell you. When Adam fell, God came down and he called his son Jesus. But according to the law, his name was Adam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, you got to see this. He was the last Adam.
Yes, he was.
Why? Because the first Adam messed up. So I got to send the last Adam to fix it. Mm-hmm. Come on. Anytime he wants to go back, he goes back to the original. So the first King Saul, who was supposed to take nations, didn't do what he's supposed to do. So God found a second Saul who was destroying nations and made him an apostle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. It goes all through the scriptures. God always goes back to the beginning and he begins to talk about what he said at the beginning. He said, haven't you read? Isn't it written? What is he talking about? The beginning. How do you think God is able to get water from a rock? You got to see this for what it is. Children of Israel are crying. We're thirsty. We're thirsty. We're thirsty. We're thirsty. And they go to Moses. And Moses go pray and say, these people are thirsty. They're hungry. They're doing this. God said, Moses, go strike the rock. Amen. He said, strike the rock. Water come out of it. And they were like, oh. So he went down there with his staff. And he hit the rock. And when he hit the rock, all this water came out. And it was able to take care of millions of people. Amen. Now you got to understand something. You're talking water from a rock. Let's say it slow. You're missing this. Water from where? Now you understand, they're in the wilderness. It's not like they buy a 7-Eleven and there's a drinking fountain. They're in the wilderness and there are big rocks. See, you're in the United States. You don't understand how it is over in that area in their Africa, Jerusalem, with those big stones. And they used to actually hide in the caves. So they buy a big rock and he walks up to the rock and he takes his staff and he strikes it. Pow! What gave him the authority to strike it and do it was what God said. Are you understanding? But because the lamb had already been slain, they had a right to do it. The lamb was slain before the foundation of the world, which means the supernatural had access to the earth to do what God needed to do before the earth was made. God will never jump in the middle of something as though he was just coming in to see what's going on. He's always at the beginning. He's always pre and he's always at the end. That's the truth. Everything else in the middle that doesn't add up is just facts. You go strike a rock, see if you can get water out of it. I mean, come on, let's be real. You walk on water. You walk on water. You lay hands on the sick. You cast out devils. See, when you say that, you start seeing yourself in your frailties and what you can't do. But the writer said you can do all these things through Christ. Come on, that's what the writer said. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So how is it that you would get water? Did you ask for it? One prophet was by a brook. It had dried up. He said, God said, don't concern yourself with it. I already sent ravens to feed you. Oh, see, you have to see this for what it is. Anytime you're in a situation and there are facts, there is always a truth to answer those facts.
Yes.
I'm in debt beyond anything I can imagine. That's a fact. But your debt has already been paid.
Amen.
Come on, it's been paid. So you have to find what's written about your debt and speak it over yourself and go to God and pray, and God will make sure that your debt is paid.
Amen.
We get stuck in the facts and then we labor to do things. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that you don't have a responsibility once you sign paper, but understand something. Something was signed before you signed the paper, and it was in blood.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at this so we can get done. We're almost done. Are you okay?
Yes.
Now, watch this. Go to Mark 5:25. I tell you, I'm getting something out of this today. Always, but I thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Don't let familiarity get you with this story, please. This is the woman with the issue. There's quite a few people with issues.
Yes, there is.
This woman had an issue of blood. Now watch this, Mark 5:25. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. How many years?
12.
Now I was told in this story by Apostle Brenson, he explained to me this, that this represents government, the number 12, which is fine. It does. All right? Now watch this. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was not better, but rather did what?
Worse.
She did what?
Worse.
Now, let's talk facts, and then we're going to go to truth so you can see how it works. Because if you don't know how it works, I can stand up here and preach and teach you until Jesus comes. But if you don't see how it works the way you need to see it according to how the scripture says it, then all you'll do is append to it mentally, but it'll never get in your heart. Are you understanding? Because if it's not in your heart, it's not real to you.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So she had flow of blood for 12 years. That's what the writer said here. Is that correct? So she had spent all that she had, and she went to a lot of physicians, and the writer said she got worse. So that means that whatever the issue was, where she could not stop her cycle, or where the cycle would not stop, she basically went bankrupt, going to all these different doctors, and all the doctors telling her, I can help you, I can help you, I can help you. And she went there, and she never got any help. Do we agree with that?
Yes, sir.
Now, those are the facts.
Yes.
Are those the facts?
Yes.
So it's a fact that she's got an issue with blood.
Yes.
It's a fact that she spent all her money.
Yes.
It's a fact that it's a couple of physicians that probably got some new boats because she spent all her money, so they probably got a few new boats, you know, two-seaters. All right? I wasn't back there, but I'm just saying. So it's a fact that all this is going on in her. Is that right?
Yes.
So it's a fact that every time she went to, now this is Pastor Freeman talking, I would assume that every time she went to the next physician, though she went there with hope, there was still more doubt than hope. Because she was becoming lean with her money. She's spending. She's trying to get help. And everybody keep telling her. And I'm quite sure with somebody in her ear, girl, go see this person. Go see this doctor. He helped me. Go see this one. You know how it is. Everybody tell you the best doctor. You go, pay your copay. Oh, don't get me started. And then does all this. And she's getting worse and worse and worse. And so that tells me either the issue of blood was getting more, or the fact of her faith was getting less, or both. Because the writer said she was getting worse. So she was worse off than when she first started.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are those? Say facts.
Facts.
Say facts.
Facts.
This is where a lot of us quit in the kingdom. Because a lot of times we're faced with so many facts that we are settled with the facts. And we'll just sit there and sit there.
You can visit us online at kingdomfamilies.online or call us at 754-229-5641. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you.